rap came from us. It started in the South Bronx. It started with conscious rappers like Public Enemy, KRS-One, Big Daddy Kane. Their rap was called edutainment. And they were, many of them were selling their rap songs out of the trunks of their cars. They bypassed the big record companies, the big distribution networks. They were doing it themselves and making good money.
I love you, but you won't love me back. That's why I chose to spit the funky rap. Some say I look like Crunchy Black, and then Claremont Village, or the youngins are selling crack, or they may just smoke it, thinking life is just hopeless, like a penny with a hole in it. Chickens talk paper, but they won't go get it, like that cash that come magically, wishing on a star while holding on a lucky rabbit's feet. I reminisce upon childhood catastrophes, like when a schoolmate got murdered playing past the peas, thinking they're moving differently, make people wanna laugh at me. Niggas would say I'm wrong if I told how the faggots be straight ass, so bow to your imperial majesty, MC Sam Heezy. If I feel a way about you, my moves are damn breezy as I stack my grands easy and study the art of war. I had to recognize my foes are poor and so ignorant, living life on some bitter shit. Casually, I see people become casualties, all about the wealth, living in a forced reality. Same as not your sucker, I can spit poetic justice in public for the streets to watch them same niggas love it, yo. Casually, I see people become casualties, all about the wealth, living in a forced reality. Same as not your sucker, I can spit poetic justice in public for the streets to watch them same niggas love it. The woman who had my child got on the stand and told my secrets. She should now know cash gets preferential treatment, cause her skin won't allow it. I had to ask her though, was it money or my endowment, or a son who was the makeshift Sam Hill prioritized and stopped getting wasted? Cause I don't wanna be him, discovered in the basement, frozen in the morgue, looking like the elder statesman who told me keep my mouth closed and never make statements against the people you love to avoid a vacation, even against yourself. Still that gangster told me hide the wealth and beware of the thieving bitch. Still in my fucking earnest, like Sam, don't be needing shit. But I'll be healing quick, wanting more than my mom's had. I'd rather have success with foes than be a bum with comrades. Sitting on the benches just waiting so I can broadcast somebody else's business, shooting down dreams and shitting on proud wishes, bitches. Casually, I see people become casualties, all about the wealth, living in a forced reality. Same as not your sucker, I can spit poetic justice in public for the streets to watch them same niggas love it, yo. Casually, I see people become casualties, all about the wealth, living in a forced reality. It's not aggression or impressions, partly because I've grown to be a one-man army. Betrayal is the cause and start of Africans. Ask me if I'm from Ghana. The persona is not anger, it's from heartbreak. Hate from a controlled substance, back when I ain't know nothing. Suffering showed me that I need positive energy, keeping my faith above, cause I'm surrounded by the enemy. You may not be mine, but you'll always have a friend in me. Just believe, treating life like it's a contest, the latest one who made it from the projects. I am God's favorite son, next to Christ, I'll spit it in my native tongue. It's all about progress. Some live like a vegetable, or sitting up in jail like a melancholy spectacle. In them fed pens, everyone is feeling destitute, respectable regardless. Me, I keep my problems modest, having people swear to God that I'm a starving artist. There was a time, I must admit, I was involved in garbage, a different person pressing charges like it was a harvest, blinded by mirages, living for something, begging your pardon.
Yo, casually, I see people become casualties, all about the wealth, living in a forced reality. Same as not your sucker, I can spit poetic justice in public for the streets to watch them same niggas love it, yo. Casually, I see people become casualties, all about the wealth, living in a forced reality. Same as not your sucker, I can spit poetic justice in public for the streets to watch them same niggas love it. What you need in your life, dear rapper, is the light of truth, the light of God. And once that light shines on your mind, then your words will reflect that light.
And the golden era of rap was when rap had meaning to educate the people who were listening to it. Go back and find the light of truth in your life and the principles of that truth, and then bring that in your rap, and the golden age of rap will return again.